in the crypto space, because there's a lot of news, especially people who lost a lot of money, perhaps investing in something they didn't quite understand. To help us understand what's at stake, Dan Roberts is the editor-in-chief at Decrypt. And what we're talking about is this token assigned to Squid Game, where you could buy it, but you couldn't sell it. Isn't that a big red flag to begin with?
It's a giant, giant red flag, Adam. And as you said, the big thing here is people buying into something hastily that they don't understand. All that people saw was it's tied to Squid Game. And I watched that show and it's great. And I think the show is cool. So I'm interested. It was also posing as a play to earn token. That's a hot new concept in crypto, where you play a game and the more you play, the more tokens you can earn. Of course, there was no real game to play other than you put in your money and buy the token and then you can't get your money out. The other red flags were that the website for the project was riddled with typos. The official Twitter account did not allow replies, and then you couldn't withdraw your money. This was a real looking token on Binance Smart Chain, but people saw pretty quickly that it became a classic rug pull. And rug pulls are rife in our industry. What I would tell people is, gee, in hindsight, maybe you shouldn't put a significant amount of money into a token tied to a TV show that didn't exist 2 weeks ago, right? I mean, there are things like Bitcoin and Ethereum that have been trading for 8, 9, 10 years, and then there are overnight meme tokens that maybe you should stay away from.
Did I read correctly this, as a joke, was a penny a token, and then it got up to almost $2,900?
Well, that happened with the Squid Game token, and there was also a subsequent token tied to it, Marble, which is a concept from the show. And the idea was, buy the token, the price will go up, and the more you play, the price will go up. None of those elements really showed up. Now, when we're also talking about the huge spike that the Squid Game token saw, you've probably seen that SHIB has also seen huge spikes. That's Shiba Inu. And I feel like this week, Shiba Inu, Dogecoin, Floki Inu, which was another Shiba Inu spinoff, and Squid Game, those are the tokens of the moment. And it's just a reminder that it's very easy to mint a token on blockchain tied to an internet meme or a joke or tungsten cubes, whatever thing you want to have it tied to. And it's easy to get a large number of investors because they want to see token go up. But be careful, because if you don't know the people behind the project and there are a lot of signs that it might not be legit, where there's smoke, there's probably fire.
Those of us who were children in the 1970s and grew up watching H.R. Puff and stuff are wondering what people are smoking today that they were trying to sell on TV back then. But let's move on to what Burger King's doing, because the theme of all of this is the popularity of crypto. And Burger King is now offering, it's a new take on those games they used to have in the 90s. I think McDonald's had Monopoly. Now Burger King has a deal where you could be the lucky winner of a Bitcoin or Ethereum. How is this going to work?
Well, it's a sweepstakes, Adam. And to me, the story is the continued embrace of meme coins by Robinhood. This isn't Burger King alone. Burger King is partnering with Robinhood to do this. And I know you guys talk a lot about Robinhood as a stock now that it's a publicly traded company, and a stock that 2 quarters ago had great earnings revenue because of Dogecoin trading. Then about a week ago, with its most recent quarter, Dogecoin earnings way down because Dogecoin trading went down. And Robinhood is going to live or die by embracing meme stocks like GameStop and meme coins like Dogecoin. So this Burger King sweepstakes is you get automatically a free Dogecoin if you spend a certain amount of money, or you could be one of the lucky few to win a full Bitcoin or Ethereum. Now, obviously, the amounts of money we're talking about here are much bigger. I mean, a Bitcoin is around 60,000, Ethereum around 4,000. But if you don't win one of those big daddies, you get a Dogecoin. So to me, this is Robinhood just continuing to publicly double down on meme coins. And of course, what everyone wants to know next, I mentioned Shiba Inu, which is a parody of Dogecoin, but has now flipped Dogecoin by market cap. Everyone is wondering if Robinhood will add Shiba Inu to its coins that it supports.
And to throw into the mix on all of this, it's totally legit. I doubt Aaron Rodgers would come out on the short end of this deal, but he's teaming up and with a platform, and they're giving away $1 million in Bitcoin, but he's also going to get paid in Bitcoin. What do you think of all this?
Well, one could say, but people would call me biased because I'm a Patriots fan and I'm a fan of Tom Brady, but he's just following the trend of a number of NFL players before him. Although Rodgers has been a fan of Bitcoin for years, but of course, Tom Brady, a few months back, really publicly embraced crypto by investing in the exchange FTX. And now you can see Brady in all of their ads. And, you know, he's done a lot with crypto. Now Rogers is kind of joining the fray. And they're not the only ones. The Mannings did NFTs. What's interesting about the Aaron Rodgers promotion is that it's with Square. And boy, we just talked about Robinhood. Square is really the other fintech company that, you know, it's not a pure play crypto company the way Coinbase or FTX are. But Square and Robinhood are really the big two that, you know, their core business isn't crypto, and yet they love crypto. They've embraced it. That's Jack Dorsey, and now he's trying to add Bitcoin features to Twitter. So Rogers and Brady have both done crypto giveaways recently. And, you know, the NFL is going to see its players embrace this more and more. So I think you'll have to see the NFL edge toward embracing crypto. But if you're a Square shareholder and you liked Square's business in the past because of its, you know, slick, pretty point of sale hardware, I'm not sure that you automatically love this embrace of crypto. Maybe, maybe not. So we'll see how both Square investors and also Robinhood shareholders, warm to these companies really openly doing more and more with cryptocurrency.